Alaska wildlife troopers paid Jeffrey Katas a visit last spring. I asked him about his last subsistence harvest of herring roe in Sitka. As he tells it, there wasn't any drama, and they parted with a handshake. Life went on. Then, last week, the Douglas man was served a court summons. Now he could face years of jail time and thousands of dollars in fines for subsistence violations. I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO, and I sat down with Katas to hear his side of the story.
It's a very nice delicacy. It's a nice thing to have. You know, it only happens once a year.
Jeff Katas has a long history with herring eggs. He remembers his parents teaching him how to harvest them as a kid when he lived in Sitka. It's both a personal tradition he's taken part in for decades and a traditional Tlingit treat. He likes them plain or...
I make herring egg salad, you know, just dip them in, dip them out, take the eggs off the branches and make a herring egg salad, and, or you could pickle them.
When he was a teenager living in Sitka in the early 1970s, he says he harvested them with his dad. Back then, Katas says they'd share the eggs in Cake, that's where his dad was from, and Huna in Petersburg. They'd give the communities a heads up over CB radio.
We would announce that we're coming to town, and people are more than welcome to come down and help themselves to herring eggs. And people were very happy when we showed up to share our herring eggs with them.
Nowadays, the 63-year-old lives in Douglas and is on Social Security. He says the annual trip to Sitka has gotten expensive. Ferry tickets for his truck and 22-foot boat alone doubled from 2016 to 2017. He started taking orders.
I was putting them in 50-pound wetlock boxes, and I was charging $150 a box to help cover the cost. Last year, the price for going over and back was close to $3,400. And it just goes up every year. I mean, I have no control of people raising their prices, you know. And
in a dispatch posted Wednesday, the troopers say he illegally harvested subsistence herring roe in Sitka and sold them to at least six people in other communities. Wildlife troopers investigated him last April. Katas says he was upfront with the troopers then. Still is. He brandishes a folder full of his receipts and notes.
This is the expenses, and I have nothing to hide.
He says he keeps good records and doesn't profit. Be that as it may, state law is pretty clear on selling subsistence harvests. You can't do it.
The definition of subsistence uses is the non-commercial, customary, and traditional uses of wild renewable resources. So by definition, sale is not permitted.
That's Lauren Sill, subsistence resources specialist for the Southeast region with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She says there are limited exceptions in the region for certain kinds of trade. But in Katas's case, he harvested the roe on hemlock branches, which is not covered. When the exceptions do apply, trade can include, quote, minimal amounts of cash.
For minimal amounts of cash. So there's not a hard and fixed cash amount value, which is unacceptable.
Online court records show Katas faces 12 misdemeanor charges. He said he plans the teleconference into his April 24th arraignment in Sitka and enter a not guilty plea. He doesn't have a lawyer. Carol Holly is the state's attorney on the case with the Office of Special Prosecutions. She declined to comment on the case, citing the defendant's due process rights. She said that the Office of Special Prosecutions handles fish and game cases by default. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.